Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The layoff of 82 workers at Flambeau River Papers is expected to have a major impact on the Park Falls area. The community only has a population of about 2,400, and it will be difficult for the displaced workers to find similar high-paying jobs. Owner Bill Johnson says the move was forced on him because paper prices in the commodity grades have gone down, while pulp prices have gone up. Johnson and the other owners were able to reopen the paper mill a dozen years ago, providing 300 much-needed jobs to the region. The mill will keep operating with about 200 employees. There appears to be fewer problems involving air quality in the basement offices at the Rhinelander Oneida County Airport. Air quality became an issue a few years back when UW Extension staff reported they were made uncomfortable by the exhaust from airplanes arriving and going at the airport. The diesel exhaust from the jets was getting sucked into the ventilation system. In March, work was completed on an upgraded ventilation system that was said to cut the amount of fumes in the basement offices. At the Oneida County Committee meeting this week, County Extension head Lynn Feldman told the committee they had some reports, but not like it was before the system was upgraded.
So we did have 6 reports regarding air environment quality. We're in that time of year in winter. Each of those times was a time when we did have a northwest wind, and considering this past month, as you look back at it, with how cold it has been and with the amount of wind that we've had associated with that.
She says at its peak, staff was smelling the exhaust every day. Also at the meeting, new Oneida County Fair Director Thomas Barnett was introduced. Barnett is the author and illustrator of the Bob the Hodag books. He told the committee he was enthused about the new job.
I moved up here about 3 or 4 years ago. Fell in love with Rhinelander a long time ago, and when we decided to make the move, we knew Rhinelander would be the place to be. I'm very community-oriented with my children's books. I spend a lot of time with the schools and the children, reading my books to them and helping out wherever I can in the community. I like to donate a lot of my time because I have a very flexible schedule, being able to do what I do for a living, and very excited to be in the position that I'm in right now.
Barnett will be a part-time contracted employee. He replaces Nancy Gehrig, who stepped down after having been coordinator since 2013. Very small school districts get additional state financial aid in what's called sparsity aid. Those districts say they must provide the classes larger districts do, but can't get the same kind of money to do so. Governor Walker this week proposed allowing smaller districts to raise property taxes without a referendum vote, something he vetoed in the latest budget. It raises the amount of money smaller districts spend on students by $300 next year and $100 more each year until 2022. Republican Representative Rob Swearingen of Rhinelander was on the school's task force and approved of Walker's efforts.
Looks like things are really coming together. This is a real win-win for rural school districts. This is some stuff that we talked about a couple of sessions ago with the rural schools task force that Speaker Voss had put together. So I'm really excited to see the end numbers should this piece of legislation move through.
Democratic Senator Janet Buley of Ashland County says the governor originally vetoed the measure he's proposing in the budget.
Let's put this in context. Sparsity aid is second fiddle to Foxconn. We are not going to be able to make a difference in this year because he missed the deadline to be able to get it in a budget. He vetoed the kinds of things that we're recommending here. We must put schools first. He took care of Foxconn first, and then they talked about the budget.
Representative Swearingen says sparsity aid and high-cost transportation aid are critical to very small districts. He says if a community has rejected more spending via referendum, the proposed legislation will not force them to do it. Senator Buley says she and Representative Sandy Pope offered a sparsity aid bill last summer that was shot down by the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee. The weather forecast for tonight, look for skies to be cloudy. Temperatures rising to about 30 later on. Then Wednesday, slight chance of freezing drizzle in the morning. Patchy fog, otherwise cloudy with a high near 37 and gusty winds. Rain likely Wednesday night, then changing to freezing rain. And then later, changing over to snow. Thursday, rain or freezing rain. Then sleet possibly mixed with snow. Then snow and areas of fog with temperatures right around 33 degrees, and then turning colder for the rest of the week. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.